y'all listen because you're gullible. Okay, yeah, it works. Guys, it'll get to him alive. Matter of fact, this song for Uniak. This song for Uniak. It'll get to him alive. Your record. Look at him. It's on one of the day, Rene. Let me take this phone off the charger. Hi guys. Sorry, I was on live actually. Pardon the camera quality. It's not my fucking fault. Okay, this camera is quite old. I got it in 2018, but it's actually an older camera. It was made way before that, probably like in 2016, 2017. I'm not sure. But I got it a long time ago, so pardon the camera quality. You guys don't want to send me 5 million, so I can't afford a camera right now. And the camera I want is like 25, 30 grand, depending on where you buy it. I need it. Well, I don't need it, but yeah, so I'm not recording on my phone today. Anyway, some bananian stuff, guys. I'm Ri, and I have a podcast. I am desperately craving back shots. It's ovulation week. It's not my fucking fault. I just have a uterus and hormones and stuff. I know you bitches can relate, you know, but like, unlike you bitches, I'm not dumb, so I'm not gonna go out there and like make bad decisions. Let me fix my mic. So yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and get through ovulation week like the fucking beast I am. Well, that sounded weird. Anyway, guys, so, when I was at the loony bin, psychiatric hospital, that's what a loony bin is, for those of you who don't know, I met some lady, and, like, she saw things into my future, you know, and, like, she said she saw love, and I was like, oh, like, a relationship, like, love, and I was like, oh. Oh, wait, before I forget, I have, like, four different lights on right fucking now, because the camera quality of this camera is, like, not the best, not the greatest, so I don't have to fucking edit the actual video so I can give it to you guys raw and stuff and unedited. So I have, like, a bunch of lights on, so pardon me if sometimes, like, my eye looks lazy and whatever. My eye doesn't like artificial light. I'm not gonna tell you which eye, but whatever. Anyway, so she's like, oh, you're gonna, no, she didn't necessarily say you're gonna be in love, but she hinted, you know. No, she actually said it, not you're gonna be in love, but she saw like a relationship and love there. And I was like, oh no, I don't think that's gonna happen. But anyway, speaking of love, what I actually wanted to say is there's actually someone I've had my eye on for quite a while now. She's probably watching this. She's probably not. I don't fucking care. I'm going to tell the whole world about you, if you allow me. But yeah, I've had an eye on her for a while. But like, what's getting inhibiting me? It's a new word I learned today because I was writing a test earlier today. And the word inhibit came up so many fucking times. Anyway, so what's been inhibiting me from actually, like, being in a relationship, like, a proper one, not necessarily with her, but, like, just a relationship in general, is that, I don't even know how to tell you guys, I am afraid of intimacy, and not, like, intimacy, like, sex, just intimacy in general. The only person I can trust is, like, one friend. I'm not even intimate with all my fucking friends. Most of the friendships I have was just surface level friendships. We go out to dinner, we go out to brunch. I don't call them when I want to cry. I don't call them when I want to vent. No, they're just surface level. We see each other when we see each other. We see each other when we look at each other. That's it. And like, I fear intimacy. Excuse me. Only because, you know, I grew up in a household where like having feelings, being soft, being intimate with one another really wasn't like a thing. It was like like, how should I put it? Like, even crying, something as simple as crying was just always like, why are you crying? Why are you, you know, like, you felt like you couldn't cry, you couldn't complain, you couldn't be angry, you couldn't be sad, because uja cheese. So you feel like your problems are so fucking stupid, and you feel like your feelings are very invalid because there are kids out there who can't afford a slice of bread. So, like, because I grew up in a household where, like, we didn't even, like, say I love you to each other or give each other hugs and stuff like that. Well, we do it now because my youngest brother is, like, very, I don't want to say soft, but he brings out all the softness in all of us in the family. He forces us to say I love you to him, give us hugs, gives us kisses and stuff. But, like, before him, it was a very mbogoto household, you know. I grew up in a household like that. So I've really always feared intimacy, and it has translated into my relationship with people, whether it's romantic, platonic, whatever. My relationship with people has always been like very unstable and rocky because I don't let it get to a certain point, because when I get to a certain point, it's like, I don't, you know. And I just feel like I'm not okay, you know. I haven't been okay for a couple of years now, but like right now I know I'm not okay, and I know I can't continue like this. But at the same time, I'm like, you have worked so fucking hard to like build up this wall and to like be who you are today, even if you may not like who you are today, even if you may think you're a fucking asshole, it has protected you and it has, you know, gotten you this far, you know. And I'm like, I can't keep being an asshole and I can't keep being who I am if I actually like want companionship, because it doesn't go hand in hand, you know. I actually have to be soft and I actually have to like care about anyone other than myself. And I know I sound like a fucking narcissist, but honestly, I don't really care about anyone other than myself. And like, I don't care how that makes anyone else feel, you know. But like, this girl is like, today I was talking to my friend and he was like, I was talking to him, I was with my friend and his friend, right? And I was like, you know, now I already know whether I like I love you, or like whether I have feelings for you. Like, it's not like pure like physical attraction for me, because I can admit that someone is physically attractive, but I'm not attracted to you. Do you get what I'm saying? So for me, it has never been about like physical attractiveness. It is never like that. That's not a factor for me. I don't give a fuck about how you look on the outside, right? But I don't even know this girl. I don't even know this chick, but I know that I'm just gonna like her personality. Like, I know I have feelings for her. Like, I just know. Like, I'm waiting for her to give me the ick, because, you know, self-sabotage and stuff. And I'm waiting for her to say something, and I can be like, oh, I knew you weren't perfect. I knew you weren't perfect. And then whatever, I can make an excuse and be like, I don't like you anymore, whatever. But it still hasn't happened. But I've also known her for like a week, 2 weeks. Well, nah, I've known her for longer than that. Way longer than that. I've just been sitting on the sidelines doing absolutely fucking nothing, you know, about my feelings. But then I was like, then I DM'd her. Yeah. And then, yeah. Whatever. So I'm gonna take her out on a date and we're gonna talk. But also, she's like young. Than me, not by a lot of years, by like 1 year. But at the same time, like, you know, I'm 20, she's 19. The person you meet at 19 is like the worst person of your life, and I just feel like I don't want to be that for her, because the person I met at 19, I want him dead. He needs to die. If I see him, it's on sight. Swear to god, if I see him, it's on fucking sight. But whatever, I don't want to be there for her. But like, I have a friend who's encouraging me. She's like, just go for it. Like, I say, go for it. Just do it, Ri. And I'm like, sure, whatever. I'm going to go for it. But it's, I don't know, deep down in my heart, I know it's not going to work. Does that make sense? But like, that's like that little devil that's been protecting me all these years that's telling, like, you're not good enough. It's never gonna work. You're not good enough. It's never gonna work. But whatever. It is what it is. Anyway, before her, I had a crush on someone. Right? Some dude. And his friends, some of his friends know I like him. But, like I did say, like, it would never happen between me and... First of all, we go to school together. That's weird. And second of all, we're the same age. That's also weird. You know? I don't know what's this thing with me about age. I don't know. I have this thing with age. I don't know. It's either you have to be, like, younger or older. There's no in between. You can't be my age. That's weird. Anyway, and third of all, I don't know him like that. It's just purely physical attraction. And I want to sit on his face. I just want to remind you guys again that it's ovulation week. And I might be saying some really crazy things today in this episode. But it's like not my fault. It is not my fault at fucking all. Okay? Speaking about crazy things. Guys, the other day... Not even the other day. Mabani. I was on live, right? And a friend of mine texts me. She's like, what did she say? Let me find it. She's like, what did she say? Oh, yeah. She sends in the chat, like in the live chat. She's like, rice purity test. I didn't even know what a rice purity test was before yesterday. Okay? Before that live. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? She's like, what's your score? I'm like, what do you mean? What is a rice purity test score? Like, what is that? She's like, what is your, like, open WhatsApp. I go to WhatsApp. She's like, oh, what's your rice purity test? I'm like, ing oring. She's like, kiri, what's your rice purity test score? Do you mean it? I'm like, rice purity test score? She's like, take the rice purity test now. Get your body count. She's like, no, laughing my ass off. Why would I ask that? If not us, I'm like, should I go to Google? She's like, yes, ma'am. I go to Google. First of all, this test, I'm giving you guys a disclaimer now. It has some of the wildest questions ever. Okay? And if you're, like, not sexually liberated like I am, please don't take it because y'all are prudes and stuff. And, oh, my God, she's promoting sex. She's like, I'm like, guys, sex is not a bad thing anyway. But, like, whatever. If you guys are, like, prudes or, like, whatever, please don't take the test. I'm not in the mood to, like, argue with you guys. But, like, I got a 55 out of what? 100. You know? She's like, yo, I thought it would be, what, my 27? I'm like, some of these questions are wild. She's like, lol, they really are. I'm like, what's the purpose? She's like, no purpose, to be honest. Just for people to be shocked at the fact that you've done things like a 6'9". Because I was answering the questions while I was on live. They're going to be saying, have you ever... like, done a threesome. I was like, no. Have you ever had sex in a car? No. Sex in public? No. Like, yes. 6'9"? Yes. Have you ever given oral, received oral? Yes. like, what kind of questions is this? First of all, why is it called rice purity test? Because I'm thinking, like, it's something like a rice purity, like a personality test. No. They get to test if you're, like, a fucking devil or not. Do you get what I'm saying? So go do that if you want to. Do it at your own risk. Anyway, guys, today I just found out about this scammer. Sorry, I'm yapping today. I'm all over the place. This scammer from... but he works for this company, Yedi Auditing. That auditing company, KPMG. Am I saying it right? I don't know. His name is Fidelis Moema. Nah? Let me read the tweet for you guys, because that's where I get my information and my news. The hawks are confident KPMG employee Fidelis Moema accused of stealing 6.5 million rands. Laut? No, no, not 6.5. 16.5. Not 6.5. 6.5 has to say. 16.5 1.5 million rands of bursary funds meant for university students will not be the only person prosecuted for the money laundering scandal. It's like crazy. Okay, first of all, question. What do you do with 16.5? Like, for some people, it's small. Not for me, gains. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with that money? They're like, oh. I'm like, nah, I need... I wasn't joking when I said I needed 5 million to live for the rest of my life. I am very frugal. That's a fucking lie. But I'm also, like, not, like, into fancy cars. Like, I would get, like, a normal fucking, like, a quid. I would drive a quid. Why? Because it gets me from point A to point B. I would not live in a cheap apartment, but I'm also not trying to live in like a penthouse. I'm trying to live in like a normal two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment, just like a normal two-bedroom, two-bathroom apartment in like a neighborhood where I can easily walk to like a mall, and it's in like a good area, relatively safe, you know. I don't need that much money, okay? And I'm gonna work for the rest of my life so I can maintain that. But, like, I don't need that much, you know? People are talking about buying, like, G63. I'm like, koe tanka koleo. Like, I would like to drive one, not forever, probably, like, for, like, a day, and move on. What am I going to do with that car? Anyway, so his name is Fidelis. First of all, his name is a red flag. Uh-oh. There's a bitch who's loud as fuck in the corridor. Sorry, guys, I live at Reisner. And it's, like, the worst thing ever because these bitches are loud for no fucking reason. I'm like, sorry, this is not, like, your grandmother's hut. Behave accordingly. Anyway. First of all, his name is a red flag. His name is Fidelis. Like, fidelity. Infidelity. Ah! Stop it! Hey. And Utsu is 16.5 million. And I was 16.5 million from a company, yeah. Like, you know when you steal money from work and you're like, oh, I like eat the rich, whatever. No. Yeah, no, Utsu is chelete, yeah, the bursary. Do you guys know how hard it is to get a bursary? Do you guys know how fucking hard it is to get a bursary? And then what was my Yeah, the bursary. Yeah? KPMG. Finance students have it hard, shim. You company telling like it. Koso, chawi. Everything. Yeah, well, at least la hola, as the finance students. At least la hola, moholo, old sea pila. La hola, moholo, old sea pila. Why hora si wagon jagua? Nagara delishata. Anyway, guys, I still get DMs about, sorry, it's loud outside. I still get DMs about that viral video of mine. Well, there's a couple. I go viral every 2 weeks. That viral video of mine where I was crying. I only have one video where I was crying. Anyway, and, like, I still get DMs and stuff, like, you and your mom, okay? I want you guys to move on. It's a new year. Not only is it a new year, it's fucking April. It happened in November. Okay? I want you guys to move on because, again, in my family, we don't dwell. We don't talk about things. We move on. Sweep it under the rug. I want you guys to do that. Okay? I made a big mistake by fuckering the internet into my things because you guys do not want the best for me. You guys are not laughing with me. You're laughing at me. Langteha. Also, it went viral because I was talking about my problems. And on the internet, they don't like it when you're positive and just minding your own business. They love it when you talk about your problems so you can remind them that, you know what, their lives are not as shitty as they actually anticipated it to be. So they can feel better about themselves. So, yeah. I want you guys to move on. Like, shut the fuck up. Also, if I post a picture of my mom, you guys go, oh, is that a mom? Yeah, it is. What you finna say? I'm waiting for you to say something slick. Swear to God. The only person who's allowed to speak shit about my mom is me. Fuck all of y'all. swear to God, I will find each and every single one of you if you say anything slick about my mom. Fuck you. I will come find you. I don't like it when I get mad because I get crazy when I get mad. And I don't like it when I get crazy. Okay, because it's not fun. So be careful. Pass up. Khafar. Ingozi. Please. Anyway, this episode is really not going to be long. Only because it was last minute. And actually, I was supposed to film with my friend. But like, my friend is busy. I don't think she's busy today, but we could have easily filmed like 2 hours out of the day or whatever. But like, I was supposed to film with her, but she's like kind of busy or whatever. But like, I don't mind that. Also, I forgot that it's Friday today and I'm supposed to blow tomorrow. I was supposed to film early in the morning because I usually do that early in the day. But like, people are like, oh, be consistent or whatever. I'm like, I'll be consistent once you guys start subscribing. It's not like you guys are subscribing or watching the videos. But I also just say I don't want them to get like, I don't want to blow up on YouTube. No, I just want to make enough to monetize. You know, I just want enough views and subscribers to monetize my channel. I don't need to like get hundreds of thousands of views because I don't really fucking care who listens to me as long as the right people listen to me. I've been saying this. Yeah, so today's episode was last minute. Also, I was writing today. I've been awake since 5 a.m. So sorry if like I'm a little bit hyper or I'm like stuttering or like whatever. I really want to tell the boys outside to shut the fuck up. But they're not going to like it because they sound a little bit ghetto. And once you tell like ghetto people to shut the fuck up, they become even more ghetto. Ratatata. Anyway, what did I want to say again? Oh yeah, I've been awake since 5 a.m. I did the laundry. It's sitting on the floor right now. I cleaned. I washed the dishes. I studied. I wrote a test today. I wrote a fucking test. I have another one on fucking Monday. And instead of studying here, I am fucking recording an episode for you ungrateful bitches. But anyway, I love you guys so fucking much. Thank you for listening. Thank you to my constant 400 listeners every week. I love you guys. Bye. It's been Ree, and I'm signing out. I should find better ways to sign out. No, I shouldn't. You guys enjoy the way I sign out. Anyway, bye.